On this episode of Skeptico, James Randi's email trail.
You appear to think that your needs are uppermost on my schedule. How I imply that, I don't know. What would give you that impression? Looking into a silly dog claim is among my lowest priority projects. When I'm prepared to give you some time, I'll let you know. There are some 40-plus persons ahead of you.
Stay with us for Skeptico.
Welcome to Skeptico, where we explore controversial science with leading researchers, thinkers, and their critics. I'm your host, Alex Sakaris, and on today's show, I wanted to take some time and talk about an email exchange I've been having with none other than Mr. James Randi, noted skeptic and sometimes debunker of all things paranormal or non-fitting in the current scientific paradigm. So this exchange that I had started back on April 17th after I released the first Dogs That Know video that I think most of you are familiar with by now, showing the work that we're doing in replicating the experiment done by Rupert Sheldrick to show that some dogs may have an unexplained ability to tell when their owners are coming home. So I get an email from Randi, very short. Apply for the JREF $1 million challenge, period. That's all it says. So, and I've posted the first part of this email, but I'm going to post the full thing. If you don't want to hear me read this and hear my commentary of it, you can just go to the Skeptico blog and read it yourself. But there's some new parts that haven't been posted that I'm going to post that are really pretty good. So my response to that was immediate on the same day. I said, let's do it. And then I said, per our conversation on Skeptico, I think we're in agreement that the testing of the telepathic dogs should be done by qualified researchers. And then I go on to explain that I've contacted Dr. Clive Wynn at the University of Florida. I go over a little bit of his credentials, and I point out in particular that he's very skeptical of Sheldrick's work, and he considers himself a hardcore skeptic. He's been published in Michael Shermer's eSkeptic magazine and Skeptic magazine, so he's not like a guy who's predisposed to believe these claims. And finally, I end that by asking, will the results of this research with Dr. Wynn be acceptable to you in JREF? So I didn't get an immediate reply. And then on April the 23rd, I sent a follow-on email just saying, hey, by the way, a second video has been released. And I gave him a link to the second video that I think some of you have seen, but some of you haven't. And I'm going to include it as part of this post. So you'll have a link to that as well. So the next day I received a reply from Mr. Randi, and I should point out one minor point that I mentioned in my first email was that I advised him that I plan to make all my correspondence with him open and public because I wanted him to be aware of that and not say anything that he didn't feel comfortable being in the public. So the first line of his reply here is, my correspondence on behalf of JREF is always, capital letters, been public and open. This need not be restated. That's just classic Randi. And then he says, yet another video? This is not evidence. It is selected data. I don't know how he would know that it's selected data, but that's okay. I await a formal designed test. Then he goes on to say, one statement on Dr. Wynn's page does not make sense. And then he goes on to have this quote in it that has a typo. Now, this actually appeared on my page. I just left out one word of a long quote I had done of Dr. Wynn, which if you ever see any correspondence with Randi, this is a reoccurring theme, is any kind of grammatical error or any slight little nitpick he can get. He likes to point these things out. And then he goes on to say, I will have to reach Dr. Wynn for an exchange before I can comment further, and I'm currently occupied with very serious discussions on other matters, having just returned from the UK, where I have been negotiating a contract to present a TV series there in which Dr. Sheldrick will assuredly be asked to participate. Now, I don't know what that has to do with anything other than the first part that he has yet to reach Dr. Wynn. But this kind of disjointed kind of exchange goes on, and you'll hear a lot more of it in the future. So I replied the next day, and I said, let me know when your vetting of Dr. Wynn is complete. Please complete this within 2 weeks, I ask. We are also in contact with other researchers and plan to form a panel of animal behavior experts. I will advise you as other researchers join the project. Now, that same day, I got a reply, and he says, do we have an application on this claim? Now, this kind of ticked me off a little bit, because I made it pretty clear in my earlier email that I was proposing that we rely on the independent research of Dr. Clive Wynn, and I had forwarded all that information, and he was going to vet it and all that stuff. And now he's switching gears on me and switching over to the old application thing. So I fired him back an email right away. No, you're going to rely on real scientists trained in observing animal behavior. As you stated during our interview, this is superior to the tests that you might hobble together. We would not want to wind up with another Richard Wiseman-style botched debunking. Now, that's a little bit of a heated email, and I wish I would have phrased that slightly differently, but I was kind of aggravated that we're going down this one path, and then he immediately switches over to this application thing. So here's his reply. No application, no interest, goodbye, on April 25th. Concise. Okay, so now here's a longer email that I sent him back a few days later. Dear Mr. Randy, I certainly understand your desire to control the terms under which you offer the million-dollar challenge, but the real issue is, are Sheldrick's claims truthful? I'm offering a way to answer that question without risking your $1 million. You've sought to enhance your reputation by disparaging Dr. Rupert Sheldrick. You've ridiculed him with your Pegasus Award, questioned his ethics slash competence, and advanced dubious counterclaims against his research. All of this has been done in order to draw attention to you and your position. Now I'm offering a way to put your claims to test at my expense. I propose you abide by your earlier offer to appear naked in Piccadilly Circus if research indicates Rupert Sheldrick's original research was correct. Given the personal attacks you've suffered upon Sheldrick, this public humiliation would seem to be an appropriate penance, and if you're worried about cost, I'll even pay for your airfare to London. As far as the research that will establish whether the dogs that know phenomena is real or just wishful thinking on the part of dog owners and side proponents, we'll leave that question to independent researchers qualified to answer such questions. Again, this is in line with your own statements on this matter. And then I go on to quote for him a segment from the interview that we had on Skeptico on September 17th of 2007. You can go back in the archives if you want to listen to this interview again, or I just posted a full transcript of it on the Skeptical blog, and you can read the whole thing, including where he says, I'll give Sheldrick the money in the middle of Piccadilly Circus naked, which I've kind of made as the focal point of this bet, since we're no longer interested in the controls that Randy needs to somewhat understandably apply if his $1 million were on the line. But I'm saying the $1 million is off the line. We'll just do a bet of you appearing in Piccadilly Circus naked, and let's keep with what you said. And here is what he said.
So it wouldn't be me doing the test. It would be someone like Chris French or Wiseman or some other scientist with the proper credentials could do this sort of thing. And we always, always have it out of house. We don't do the test ourselves. We always turn it over to a lab or to an association, an organization, a college, whatever, who will do the experimentation and do the whole run on the thing and announce the results at the end of it.
So now back to this email. I end it by saying, please, in the interest of science and truth, accept my offer. As you can imagine, I wasn't sure what kind of response I'd get from Randy on this one, but I got a response right away. I'll be in the UK soon enough to test Sheldrick's claims. In fact, he's on the top of my list. You'll find out when and where, I'm sure, so hustle off and share this hot news with everyone. Now, again, I won't comment any further than just reading that one. But I replied and the same day, and I said, how are you going to, quote-unquote, test Sheldrick's claims in the UK? We're replicating the experiment with dogs that know in the US. I'm offering you a chance to get behind real research. Isn't that what you want? So on that same day, I got a reply. I'm going to the UK, where I'll attempt to confront Sheldrick. Your U.S.-based Notion is a separate matter. What led you to think that I had no interest? I had no interest. Okay. So I replied. Again, same day, Friday, May the 2nd. Okay, so you're accepting my offer. Is Dr. Clive Wynn at the University of Florida acceptable to you? Again, right back, Friday, May the 2nd, from Randy. You appear to think that your needs are uppermost on my schedule. How I implied that, I don't know. What would give you that impression? Looking into a silly dog claim is among my lowest priority projects. When I'm prepared to give you some time, I'll let you know. There are some 40-plus persons ahead of you. Now this, after we've had this extensive email exchange, and I've kind of laid things out, and I pointed out that, you know, here he's talking about this silly dog claim that he's spent so much time talking about, and he still gives conferences, and he brings this up as an example of this horrible science. But now that there's someone who's really going to look into it and it's going to be real research, it's a silly dog claim. Interesting. So I replied on the same day. This entire exchange seems a little disjointed. To summarize, one, let me know when/if you accept my offer. Two, let me know if Dr. Clive Wynn is an acceptable independent researcher. Good luck with your busy schedule, your possible new TV show, your trip to the UK, and all else. To which James Randi replies, question, have you made formal application to JREF? I have no way of knowing such matters because it's assigned to other persons. Capitals, do not write me about the challenge, especially if you've not made application. I have nothing to do with the challenge. It's handled by other persons, and neither of them recognize your name. Now, again, I don't know if this is a put-on or some game or what it is, but it seems just almost bizarre that we could be having this kind of exchange, and then he keeps kind of bouncing back and forth between the challenge and his busy schedule and the silly claim and all these other things. So, last email from me, again on May 2nd. Perhaps you should reread this email. Let me know when you've had a chance to digest this. Since then, I haven't heard from Randy. I've invited him on the Skeptico show to come back and talk about this more thoroughly so I can better understand what's going on inside his head when he says some of these things. And hopefully at that time, we can discuss the real issue, which is why won't he live up to the statement that he made earlier and that he's so public about, which is the implication that he really wants to find the truth. I think he's right. I mean, that's what we should be doing, is trying to find the truth, not trying to put on a show or run around as a clown, as he's described himself. Here we are. We have a disagreement on whether this phenomena is real. I've approached it in the most straightforward way by doing research, real research, with someone who's very qualified to do it. I've gone out of my way to select someone who's skeptical of the claims beforehand, so there isn't this bias going in. I'm funding the research. I'm not even asking him to put his $1 million on the line. All I'm asking him to do is back up the claims that he's made for years, which is that telepathy doesn't work and that experimenters like Rupert Sheldrake are committing fraud when they do this. He's made those claims publicly. I think the least he can do is back them up publicly when someone comes up with a legitimate way to test them. But I think the chances of that, as you know, are probably very slim. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you posted if I get any new information on this. And of course, I'll let you know how our experiment proceeds. We have a lot going on. We're actively looking for more dog owners. We have several of them now in trial. I think one of the important things about this experiment is to show that it's not just a phenomena that occurs occasionally or rarely, but that it's relatively common. And we hope to do that by finding and testing multiple dogs. Much more of that to come in the future, maybe even more than you'll ever want to hear about. But I think that's what's required to really get to the bottom of something like this and to do the right kind of research. I know many of you have been emailing me about the status of the medium experiment that we're doing with the folks over at Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. I wanted to update you and tell you that I have scheduled a conference call with Dr. Stephen Novella and his gang over there, where we're going to talk about protocol and the procedure for getting that going. And I plan to podcast that or otherwise make that available if Steve wants to make that available. But you'll get to hear that, and I think that'll get the ball rolling on that. Also, I have some interesting interviews coming up. I've spoken with Dr. Rupert Sheldrick. Many of you have been wanting to hear more from him, and I have an interview with him coming up in several episodes, and several other interesting interviews that have already been completed and will be coming up in the near future. But I wanted to just have this little aside and chat with you about this exchange with James Randi because I thought it was interesting, and obviously I thought it was a little bit humorous. But that's going to do it for today. Take care, and bye for now.